Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you are. Of course, this is not Dr. James Fetzer. This is his producer, Mitch. Come on down and join us at Jim. I just talked with Jim a few minutes ago. He's feeling under the weather as he has been diagnosed with pneumonia. I get this straight out because everybody will want to know. Straight out the horse, straight out the gate. Where's Jim? So this is what I'm going to say, okay? Jim has been feeling poorly lately, and evidently he has pneumonia, walking pneumonia, more than likely. He seemed to be in good spirits. I talked to him, well, within the last 15 minutes, just to, you know, let you all know that he's doing well. It's just... he's been feeling really kind of crappy because his oxygen level is down. So I'm sure he's in getting some treatments for his lungs and on some oxygen. And figure out, you know, to get this fluid and other stuff, you know, out of his lungs. So anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. Otherwise, God bless you, Jim. We'll be thinking about you, I'm sure. And, you know, I told him, call in. Jim, if you want to, call the show. You know, it's a call-in show. No, but anyway, yeah, we're going to have call-in a little later. I'm going to cover news, information, and other stuff that some of it I may have covered in my 8 to 10 a.m. The Revolution in the Morning show. If you don't listen to that, my advice is do it. Just do it. Man, I'm telling you, I don't hold a whole lot back. And I, let's just say in the past week, I've been banned from streaming not only on YouTube, but on Facebook. Yes, I never even streamed on Facebook before, but you know, I was banned from streaming on there before I even started to stream there. I streamed this morning, and let me tell you what, I just kept seeing these community guideline pop-ups coming up. And what the hell is this stuff? Must have been all that good stuff I was talking about. about the COVID lies, about how the American government is starting World War III, how Ukraine, NATO, France, the UK, are all the United States' is, well, let's just call them, they're our bitches, all right? We'll just won't bullshit around, okay? I just go straight for it. Let's use plain, simple language that even the flecking morons in the mainstream media can understand. Good Lord Almighty. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's just nothing futs what we got going on around here today. Shooting balloons that belong to high school clubs and local kids. Yeah, let's see, $400,000 missile, a $12 balloon. Hey, the $12 balloon won, you jackasses. Oh, God, man. So anyway, hold on tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover a lot of stuff here on the Raw Deal. It's going to turn into the Raw Revolution. So I hope y'all are going on and getting on tight here. So just hang on. Don't forget, we're going to open up, I don't know, the second hour. We'll just see how things roll. You know, because remember, when I do my morning show, there is no script. There is no idea. I just got some news stories and everything that these idiots are talking about, we have to decode because they ran a script, a corrupted audio, video, now digital script into your brain. You can't stop it. Revolution.radio, The Raw Deal, the James F. Fetzer.org. I'm not sure Jim's very new website since, you know, Lenny Posner and the posse came after Jim's freedom of speech. Yeah. And that a load of horse shit too, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, well, here's the thing. If Jim had worked for the New York Times and he had said it was fake and that all these other shit was fake, hey, he'd have like immunity. He'd have like Hillary Clinton immunity, you know, where all your friends, 40 some of them and your associates just die. Yeah. Oh, and God forbid your Jeffrey Epstein's associate and your Bill Clinton's friend. Well, then you get found hung from a tree with a shotgun to the chest, and they say it's suicide. Well, what else would it be? I mean, really, what else would it be? Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Don't forget, you can get the Raw Deal archives at Revolution Radio, revolutionradioarchives.com. They're free. And don't forget James Fetzer. Let me see it. James F. Fetzer. I'm typing it in because I .org, I believe it was. Anyway, let me see. We'll check in his see if we can't find it. But God, that's terrible, isn't it? Mitch, you produced Jim and you don't have his website, you know, right on hand and bookmarked. Yeah, that's my fault. That's my bag. Ah, man, I'm telling you, it is just a damn weirdo world that we're in today. I'm telling you. Yeah, so I did finally, I got rid of the OBS software because it wasn't compatible with my video driver for some reason. I don't know why. So I downloaded the free edition of StreamYard. So far, that appears to be working just fine with my video card in this PC. So, yeah, we got that going down. But I'm telling you, you know, we live in a world of corruption where the government runs everybody from one psychological, what would you want to call it, traumatic event. You know, everybody that listens to news, information, and all this stuff, they are traumatized by, look at the shootings, okay? Listen, we have 325 million people in this country or more. What are the odds with 400, 600 million weapons of whatever caliber of gun in the United States? 320, 335 million, whatever people. You know, pick a range there, 10 million range. Because hell, even the federal government doesn't know how many freaking illegal immigrants came in. Them sons of bitches. So here you are. Somewhere along the line, because of all the psychological traps that society has been built on, so you can be manipulated and flipped like a script anytime they want to turn your, piss you to hell off. And they use that against you. They get you to go to action. And then what they do is they take advantage of the action. They weaponize it. They frame it. They create an event. They make, most of the time, nothing, and they create something, some kind of conspiracy, like the January 6th American Reichstag. You no doubt that was a planned event using hundreds and hundreds of agent provocateurs. I mean, we saw video of them hiding under the bushes, changing their clothes from their KKK, Klantifa, Marxist, Communist, Democrat, blackwear. Yeah, I mean, really. Hey, you know, it's amazing. Today, in the day of Jim Crow Jr., that's what I've started calling it. You know, we had Jim Crow run by Democrats for what, 100 years after the U.S. Civil War. Today, they're running Jim Crow Jr. It's a new, what do they call those things? It's a new generation of discrimination. Except this time, if you're not liberal, you're going to get targeted. Period. End of story. You could be a liberal priest and you're okay. You could be a liberal actor. You could be a liberal politician. But God forbid if you're a constitutional patriot. They going around painting stars, you know, on your doors next. You know, those good old tolerant Democrats. Yeah. You know, they're so full of tolerance, it ain't shit, is it? I mean, really? I mean, what in the hell is going on? Oh, yeah. So it's, man, I'm telling you, it is just crazy. Hopefully, maybe, luckily, I was thinking to myself that you know, if Jim's blood pressure started to drop, you know, sarcastic, we get some people to call, we could get him mad. You know, his blood pressure will come up. There won't be any doubt. I'm telling you, we can get Jim's blood pressure back up if it starts to drop. But God bless me. God bless him. You know, everybody, thank you for sending Jim, you know, your prayers, your heartfelt wishes, you know, and your caution that hospitals, you know, are kind of not the place you really want to be. And boy, do I understand that. I really understand that, man. So, you know, God bless you, Jim. And, you know, we'll try to, you know, make you a, make you proud of how we, put our, put our stamp, I guess you should say, on, you know, on, standing in for you on your show today. And hopefully, you know, with some good treatment, you know, you should be out of there, in a couple days, at least, I would figure. Anyway, so yeah, let me come over here, get some news information. Of course, you know, one of the big things is America chemical weapon bomb set off by Norfolk Southern over East Palestine, Ohio. The town has asked FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, to declare the town a disaster area. FEMA has given the big middle finger to the conservatives and the Republicans, basically, in Ohio, and said, no, 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 it's not. It's not. It's not a disaster area. It's okay. It's just tens of thousands of fish and, you know, I mean, it's just soot and smut and greasy chemicals on everything that, well, you know, it's okay. Look, it's safer than the Pfizer vaccine. That's what they said. Yeah, they said, don't worry. Look, we got the same scientists working on it that brought you the Pfizer vaccine. No, I'm just kidding, right? But they might as well have. Hey, I know. Hey, can't we get another old tobacco scientist available? What about some of those scientists that said fluoride is okay to put in the water? It's just the fact that it creates generational retardation and drives the IQ of kids and people that drink it down the toilet. That's probably why they put it in bottled water. Oh, man, I'm telling you, sons of bitches. Yeah, can't you believe that? FEMA. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, how many white people do we have on that cleanup? No, we don't have to worry about toxic anything, you know. How many white people do we have working on that cleanup? You know, we can't have too many white people working on that cleanup. I mean, this seems to be all these sons of bitches are worried about. Pete Butt Greg, yeah, Pete Booty Greg. Oh, we're worried about how many blacks, how many whites, how many Hispanics are represented in the construction industry. Well, let me tell you, not too damn many. I'm just being straight up with you there. Yeah. Hell, this isn't even, you know, 20, 25 years, no, longer than that, 30 years ago. I used to laugh because you come in the one place back there up across in the, where I lived in Pennsylvania. Above the West Manchester Mall there, all those giant condos. You know, they had crews that came in from, they were all Hispanic, and they came in there and they put those things up faster than you could, than anything I've seen go up, okay, at that time. And, you know, and it was all people from out of state. It was nobody local. And they just, you know, it was, no, I mean, you don't think you had crews of people that traveled around at sub labor and sub wage. I mean, most people don't realize how blatant it used to be. And if it was that blatant then, I know it's still this crazy now. I was working on a job at a power plant, a union job, doing asbestos removal and cleanup in a coal burning power plant. Bruner's Island near York Haven, Pennsylvania. And we actually had a busload of Vietnamese workers come up, and they were traveling all together on a bus. And they offered to go in to work literally without the masks, without the safety equipment, and at X wage below on cash, whatever, you know. And it was like, I don't think that's going to work here. And they, you know, they got run off where that was. You know, word trickled back that they got another job somewhere up the the river somewhere on another place. But it's just, you know, there are people that will that work for food money. Literally, that's all they're working for is food money. And what has happened is that the contractors, the big corporations and everybody, they have got it down to the stripped so much stuff and so much of your disposable income out of where you're at. You're working for food money most of the time. And it's almost a second job in the house that does the other bills. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, it used to be, you know, and stupid when I grew up, your a dad could support his wife and his two kids. Today, we can't do that. And then when they base the poverty level, the poverty wages and all that shit on, well, it's a single person, not a family of four as it used to be. Remember when it first started with, you know, was it Johnson, you know, said, I'm going to have all these all these people voting for me for 100 years for the Democrat Party. This is all we got to do. We just got to give them money. We just got them addicted to the government tit. And just keep shoveling the money at them. And pretty soon they will vote us in because they expect us to keep that money flowing no matter what. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying somebody needs a hand up. I'm not saying that people that are disabled, that nobody is going to hire, don't deserve to have some type of income. I'd never say that. I know people that are like that. And people that get hurt on the job, you know, I understand all that. But we have to also understand that what the government has done is when they started those programs were essentially to help a small family survive. And that's how the poverty level was actually kind of implemented and set. It was right after that with Nixon, Ford, and Carter. I remember by that time you got down that far, just those short years. Instead of the poverty levels and stuff being, you know, the 100% of the poverty line, and that all the efforts to bring people up to the poverty line, the 100%, made everybody up to 80% of that poverty line, not to the 100% to the poverty line. And then they broke the family away because, oh, well, you know, it's the dad's not there anymore. So it's just the mom and the kid or two kids. And, oh, we need a new formula. And every time the government makes a new formula, what's going to happen? You're going to get, oh, I'm not supposed to say that F word, right? But you know what I mean. You just better get ready for some good government grease job. Yeah, you better have, that's what they did with Barack Obama and Obamacare. they made sure that they sent everybody in the United States of America a giant tube of government KY jelly. I'm telling you, it sure does seem like it. Oh, man, what else we got going on here? Some news and information. Well, you know, our government, did it lie again? Of course it lied again. You know, the residents in East Palestine, however you want to say it. Okay, remember, the government sent them back home. I covered this morning. It was hilarious. I mean, look, you can't send somebody to a place you say that's safe if you don't have the test results to say it's safe. Okay? That's just like when all these hospitals and offices and buildings demand you wear a mask. Well, okay, yes, I don't have no problem. I understand I'm walking into a hazardous environment that you say is unsafe. Can I see your data from your air sampling of what kind of contamination and what kind of stuff I'm really protecting myself against? And, you know, and where are all the hazardous waste bins for the masks? If everybody, it's such a hazardous, oh my God, we're going to die. Oh my God. I had somebody throw that up to me yesterday. Well, you know, you had COVID and, you know, I kind of snickered a little and because, you know, I probably, you know, I had the original COVID and then I had bronchitis for another 5 weeks. Or 4 weeks, and we had all this stuff. And you know, listen, it's not the variant. Is the COVID the new boogeyman? Yeah, we'll be right back. God bless you, Jim. Hope you feel better.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yee-haw! Hey, everybody! Welcome back. It's the revolution. No, it's not. It's the raw deal. That's right. So I'm getting all fired up. So come on down and join us on the raw deal. We're right here in Studio B. Give us a call. Call in and listen at 641-793-2531 to listen to Studio B. To listen to all those folks over in Studio A, those hacks, you know, I know those clowns in the morning. You should hear them yelping. Yeah, 641-793-6370, ladies and gentlemen. 6370 for Studio A. But we're over here in Studio B with the raw deal. So come on down and join us. God bless y'all. If you didn't hear me in the beginning, Jim is in the hospital. He has pneumonia. Yes, Godspeed, and wish Jim that Jim gets better. And yeah, it's a hell of a thing. I know how that is. I've had some problems, health issues of recently. Well, continuing, and I'm kind of dreading going in March, in all honesty. I really am. I'm dreading going back and getting my blood work done again. Yeah, that's, I hope it's better, but I'm not so sure. Yeah. Hey, what else we got going on here? Oh, let's see. The Department of Homeland Security warns millions of iPhone users. If you have an iPhone, this pertains to you. Yes, they say to change your settings over a zero-day spyware. An agency within the Department of Homeland Security has warned owners of Apple products of a security vulnerability that affects iPhones, iPads, and Mac OS devices. The app may be able to execute arbitrary code with kernel level privileges. In other words, it's deep in your shit. Yeah, so just be aware that no device is completely secure. No system is completely secure. If somebody wants to get into your place and into your shit, they will. Even if you believe that you have everything isolated offline, they'll read the vibrations from your machine. I kid you not. It truly is a such a world that is built on its own style of reality that it can literally be hacked at any point, not only of the programming that of the devices themselves, but through an internet of things that is attached to all of the hardware and software mixtures of everything that surrounds us. So yeah, be aware. Everything is hackable. And we already know the Israelis, you know, hey, they'll hack you for profit, you know? I mean, the Israelis don't give a shit who you are. You know, hey, you could be the leader of Saudi Arabia. You know, you could, you know, hack up journalists and throw their heads here and there, and they're, you know, hard telling where they threw their body parts, their other body parts, you know. You offended me. Yeah. Whew, Mohammed bin Salam. Oh, my God. Major bullshit, man. I'm telling you. You have to be aware of the crazies and then the corporations and the American government, and everybody says, hey, come on, give me some money, including the Israelis, man. Man, I'm telling you, can't trust anybody these days. It's unfortunate, but it's just, you know, the facts of the world that we live in. And if you really want to piss people off, just tell them the truth. You know, in this time of universal deceit, it is just crazy how people believe the lie when the truth is staring them right in the face. And it's not this normal denial that we see. It's this hardcore self-assured reliance of the liberalism that they represent, the grooming of children in the school and the educational system. You know, this thirst to destroy a meritocracy that all the Western world is built on, that the alleged that the best people get the job. You don't get the job because you're filling a quota checklist of, well, minority, disability, whatever checklist, okay? If you're the best person for the job, you get the job. And the minute that you start and that you have run down that other road, you're embracing Jim Crow Jr., where you're giving people privilege over other people privilege, or other people what their worth is and what their worth is. You're just giving people privilege because of some thing, not because of what they know in their brain, not because of their performance on the job. And it's worse than the Peter principle. You know, that thing that Kamala Harris got elected on. No, 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 that was her Willie years. That, not that Peter principle. you know, where you get under the desk, you pleasure your boss, you get Wee Willie to give you a big boost, you run one campaign, Wee Willie loves you more, you know, you get another campaign, next thing you know, you're attorney general, and, you know, you're throwing pot dealers in that you smoked weed with probably a few years ago, talking about how you listened to some rapper wasn't even you know, doing his thing yet. I mean, really. You know, listen, Kamala, you're good in that role. But once you get above a role, in a role that actually takes some skill, that you have to make actual decisions, you have to have input, and you're not just a piece on the desk, so to speak. Or in this case, you know, maybe a piece under the desk, okay? That's why, you know, hell, nobody wants really Biden to get out of office because, hell, they end up with Kamala Harris. She literally has no skills that she could directly apply at the presidency. Ah, it's unfortunate, but it's absolutely true. Yeah. They had some hearings on, they had a dog and pony show the other day up there on Capitol Hill. And Ted Cruz asked James Clapper, you know, James Clapper, the former head of, what was he head of, damn it. That was in Homeland Security. That was one of, it was intelligence, whatever. An idiot, okay? Just a big-ass liar that would tell anybody what he wanted as long as he could, you know, get by with it. You know, I mean, Clapper has lied again and again. Director of National Intelligence. Well, isn't that isn't James Clapper? Yeah, I mean, you could literally just put a condom over his head and he just look like the dick he is. But Clapper has lied to Congress again and again. And Cruz said, well, you know, we didn't do it. And, you know, this is what I had said earlier. All these guys are going to have to say as well, look, we said it looked like. We said, well, maybe it's possible. You know, and we kind of left it at that. And the media took the rest of the story and framed it and made it look like that. Well, first Clapper and his clown posse of deep state intelligence, or not so intelligent agents, I guess you could call them, they put out this idea and let the biased, corrupted media run with it. Now, here is the thing. All of the ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, CNN, you know, oh, they were all falling all over themselves. And they had FBI on background, on record saying, yeah, well, it, you know, might be possible, you know, we shut the investigation down because, you know, and that's all they needed, you know. I mean, all he had to do is feed bits and pieces of a story and they can shape it and frame it. And, you know, the problem is, you know, even the questions that are asked, as, you know, as I said earlier, I haven't seen any one of these congressmen, whether it's a senator or a House member, when they have these clowns in front of them, like the Comeys and the Clappers and others, or even Adam Shit for Brains from California, to ask them directly, when did you know Hillary Clinton hired the foreign spy Christopher Steele? And you knew Christopher Steele allegedly wrote the dossier. So when did you know that Hillary Clinton hired Christopher Steele and the dossier came from Democrat Party? And see, these are the direct questions that need to be asked, Clapper. That need to be asked all these people. As I said on my Tuesday night show, I may have said it Wednesday morning, there are hundreds of sons of bitches in the U.S. government, in the private political system, the Democrat-Republican Party, because the only difference between them is the hyphen. They should be rounded up and charged with a literally conspiracy to overthrow the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Now, I know a lot of people fault Trump, and I have to, too. But we have to understand Trump is surrounded by people who don't have his interest or the interest of the constitutional patriot movement that Trump represents. It is not in their best interest to support that. It's their best interest in to drag it along and then kill it. And we can't let them do that. Because then we're only left with one choice. Yeah, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Kevin McCarthy. Now, I know they're not all, you know, together right now, but damn it, you know. Yeah, as George Carlin said, it's club. You ain't in it. I ain't in it. Frankly, I don't want to be in it. But somebody's got to, well, I don't know. Somebody's got to put a foot in somebody's ass somewhere. Somebody's got to say it. Anyway, you know, we're living in a time with we have so much disinformation and misinformation, and it sure in the hell isn't Russian. It's the CNN lies. It's the ABC, CBS, fake Fox News. ABC. They still lying. They've never stopped lying. None of these news organizations are out here trying to put the truth out there because they all have a scam to run. Pete Buttigieg later yesterday said, "Oh man, you know, we have a thousand derailments a year. This is just well." You know, this is nothing. It's okay. It's what is the deal? It's no problem. I mean, really, it's no problem. They say, right? Hey, remember the Mexican border with the United States of America? The Democrats have neglected their constitutional duties to protect America from an invading army. Now, some people may not like to hear that, but that's just what we see. It's an organized army that has a pipeline of human traffickers in the cartels that are making $2,000-$5,000 or more. And we've seen what a 700-900% increase in like Chinese. You know, I mean, it's easier for the Chinese to come into the United States illegally than to fly in. Yeah, we're going to fly to Mexico or Brazil, and we're going to hop on some motorbikes, and we're going to ride all the way up to the Rio Grande. Yeah, then we're going to wade across, get our ankles, you know, muddy. Yeah, you know one thing, though. You know, they're not crossing down there in around Tijuana and is that San Diego, I think that is. Yeah. Where, you know, the Tijuana sewer plant is running hog wild. You know, there's one thing that would stop them. If we could just make the whole border the Tijuana sewer run, and that might melt the poor oh man, I'd hate to see the diseases they would come out of there with, you know, by the time it got down to where they go. Ah, but don't worry, you know, those intrepid smugglers, they would figure out a way, you know, to wrap latex around a vagina and they could get it right across. I'm telling you, you know, Democrats would say, look, look, there's coyotes coming across and they have little kids strapped to their back. Alexander Ocasio-Cortez be down at the border. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Alexander Ocasio-Cortez. Hey, but don't worry. As soon as they get to New York, Mayor Adams will shift their ass to Toronto. Hell, even Justin Trudeau said, no mas. No mas. Oh, my God, man. I'm telling you, it's a hell of a thing. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down and join us. It's Friday, February the 17th, 2023. And our friend Jim is, well, in the hospital. I hope he's listening. I hope he called in. He can call in and listen to the show at 641-793-2531. Of course, you can always catch it at the revolutionradioarchives.com. And I was trying to find Jim's, well, that's pretty bad, you know, Kobe clappers. Yep, that's a new type of venereal disease. Anyway, thanks everybody listening over here in the Revolution Radio chat room. Of course, man, there is serious stuff going on in Turkey, Syria. It was estimated, I saw yesterday, 37,000 dead. And 80 some thousand that were homeless or had their homes destroyed or were unlivable. Yeah. It's crazy thing. Aid is tough getting into Syria, as the United States has had essential blockade on aid that's essential to, you know, to save earthquake victims. Also, don't forget, you know, while the people in, you know, in some parts of Aleppo and other parts of Syria that were affected by the quake can't even get fuel to run generators. And why is that? That's because the United States is occupying the Conoco gas fields. Yes, they say they're protecting it for the Syrian people. Hey, wait a minute. Why is it called the Conoco gas fields? That sounds like some pretty sneaky shit, doesn't it? Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. Man, I'm telling you, we in the United States of America, whether you want to admit it or not, have become the ISIS Air Force. Hey, we're the ISIS artillery support. Did you know that? Doesn't that make you proud of the U.S. Army and all the special troops they got over there in Syria? Well, howdy doody. But we, the United States of America, has occupied eastern Syria and has essentially taken these oil fields and is not letting the government of Syria by Assad to use them for his own country. Now listen, if that's not some low down dirty shit, and ain't nobody gonna say it, it's the same low down dirty shit that the United States government did in Ukraine. And then went in and created an entire series of weaponized labs, bio labs, all across Ukraine. Meanwhile, you know, the Azov battalion, you know, remember you know, that video is a long distant past because nobody wants to put it out there. You know, the one where the Azov battalion commanders told Zelensky, he says, look, you guys got to stop doing this stuff in the Donbass region. You can't just be lobbing artillery shells again and again, 20,000, 2,000 at a time or every week or whatever into the Donbass, into the populated areas because they're Russians. And you know what the Azov battalion said? Commander said to him, get the F out of here, you track, you asshole. You don't get out of here. We're just going to kill you. We're going to do whatever the hell we choose to. Why do people forget those video clips? That was real shit. Zelensky had to haul ass. Remember, it was not long after that he fired a bunch of generals and a bunch of other people. You know it's not going well. We'll be right back.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome back. Hey, this is Mitch sitting in for Dr. James Fetzer. Of course, you're listening to The Raw Deal, streaming live noon to 2, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jim is, Jim hasn't been feeling well, and he's in the hospital. He has pneumonia. I put his email address and his Twitter handle there in the Revolution Radio chat room and text it to me. Or if you don't have it, just, you know, I shouldn't give his phone number out and burn it up, right? No, I'm just kidding. Can't do that to my friend. Anyways, I hope y'all are having a great day. I guess we'll open up the phone lines. I'll just keep talking if nobody calls, but I don't think that will. I don't think that's going to last too long. So hey, give us a call. This Studio B, The Raw Deal, 540-352-4452, and you've got a topic to talk about. You get well wishes for Jim or whatever you want to say. Well, within reason, I hope. All right. So come on down. Give us a call. Yeah, this is The Raw Deal. Meanwhile, I'm going to find me another a topic. Oh, I saw this yesterday. Man, I'm telling you, that must be tough being a defender, a defense attorney today. Defense attorney in Wisconsin was attacked the other day by his client when he got her trial delayed. Yes, he wanted to have her trial delayed because, well, she wanted to prove that she was incompetent to stand trial for the charge of murder. What did she do? She said, "You saw, bitch," and she whacked the hell out of him and beat him with this, with her elbows or cuffs, and she tackled him and beat him with the, I guess, her the metal on her cuffs and her little short shackle between them. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a deputy in the courtroom quickly tackled her, but she was on trial. Yeah, he was trying to, you know, look, reason by insanity. No, I'm not insane. Oh, man. Anyway, the client on charge for murder, yeah, she had gone over to met some guy, and they had got high as hell on meth, went back to his mama's house, where they proceeded to have a little sexual tryst that, well, let's just say got out of hand when she got the serrated bread knife and started to, well, carve his ass up. Yeah, as he choked to death, he garbled and goggled. Oh, man, she sat on him so he couldn't get up and move. Wow, then she decapitated him. Yes, she cut his head off, cut his dick off and his balls and his scrotum and threw it in a bucket. Yeah, and then just, I guess, left it there. I guess it was like a mop bucket. And next scene, you know, just left it there. And his mama come home and found it later. Man, that is the... Yep, found her at home. Yeah, just, you know, covered with blood. You know, well, she was married to somebody else, of course. You know, she was just going for, you know, a meth ride to hell, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, so, yeah, it's, man, I'm telling you, it must really be tough to be a defender today of for people in the justice system. Sometimes, you know, do you really want that client? I guess is the real question. Do you really want that client? Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Oh, my God. Yeah, what else we got going on here? Let's find out. Biden stands clueless in front of another press conference as they ask questions, and then he walks away from them without taking any. So, you know, Biden doesn't know which way to go. As I have said before, dementia and, you know, the 25th is the best way to go, because Republicans and some Democrats want to impeach Joe Biden for the terrorist attack committed by the United States of America on the Nord Stream 2 pipelines, the allies of NATO. You know, so the United States effectively attacked its own allies. And it's like, you know, Russia's, you know, like, look, you know, what is this? You guys attacked us? Remember, you know, Victoria Nuland is the architect of the entire mess in where? Ukraine. Remember the NGOs from the US, from USAID, you know, the public front of the CIA. I think some of the other people are seeming to catch on to some of these ideas, it seems to be. Yeah. John Fetterman, senator from Pennsylvania, has checked into a Walter Reed hospital for depression. Of course, that can happen after you've had a stroke. But remember, you had a stroke, and the Democrat Party and you had a choice at that time to withdraw John Fetterman and have another candidate step in, knowing that John Fetterman, just like Joe Biden, is not... What's the polite way to say it? In full control of their cognitive ability. And if you're the commander in chief, and then if you have a defense, just imagine if you have a defense secretary, you know, like this last one that Trump had, that went and called the Chinese and said, "Don't worry, you know, Trump's not going to launch on you. You know, I have to command the order, and I have to agree, and I'm not going to. And if they do, I'm going to call and give you advance warning." I mean, that general should be like, should be in Gitmo, because Leavenworth is not good enough. Okay. But imagine these military leaders saying that Joe Biden is incompetent when he's trying to give them orders. And they're using that as an excuse to essentially have their military coup d'etat over the decisions of our civilian leaders. I'm trying to think what movie that was in the was it in the 80s when the president's plane was missing and they found it and they couldn't find the president. They presumed he was dead. They just couldn't find his body. And the vice president that was coming in was just some dumb farm clown from Iowa or Midwest or wherever. But he had this knucklehead war hawk telling him in his ear, getting his confidence and, you know, essentially, you know, driving him to World War III. It was sheer crazy. It's idiocracy. But it's the real life shit. Today, half our government is out to lunch. Some of it's even, you know, stealing luggage. I mean, really. I mean, hey, I wonder if the American government has one of the highest arrest records for government personnel. Who knows? Jen Stalin, was it Stalinberg? Is that his name? Yeah, that general from NATO. He says, oh, yeah, man. You know, this war in Ukraine didn't start in Russia. You know, when Russia invaded February 24th of last year. The war didn't start then. Yeah, Stoltenberg says, oh, well, you know, it really started in 2014. Yeah. NATO has been training Ukrainian military since 2014. NATO partners have been supplying Ukraine armed forces with necessary weapons and training since 2014. Yeah. So basically, you know, the Ukrainian people faced an unprovoked invasion and overthrow by a coup d'etat organized by the United States, which then brought in NATO, George Soros, Hunter Biden, and every political parasite in Washington, D.C. Yeah. To go to Ukraine and, well, let's just say, to clean up, to make a bunch of money. Remember that this American overthrow of the legitimate Ukrainian government that was friendly to Russia. Remember that it's the best way to say it, that it is the opening of World War III. And just like the opening of, you know, what's the best way to say it? Other world wars, World War One, you know, it took how many months and few years till that escalated to where the violence erupted across the wide area. You know, it was like each side had to prepare not only their propaganda and their demonization tools and rank it all, drive it all up. But also at the same time, they were trying to build up and solidify their armies. So, you know, the United States, you know, was late coming to World War One. So, just like we were essentially late coming to World War Two. Now it seems we are kind of on the driving force now of that war. But anyway, what other news information we got that may have just come out just in the last few hours, after my, as my show, during my show, morning show, and it has ended. Bing chatbot has gone off the rails. Tells the New York Times that it would engineer a deadly virus and steal nuclear codes. Well, of course it would. Yeah, and that's why we don't have AI bots. You know, this AI bots that they want to patrol the internet and knock down all of this other stuff. Hold on. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to wait. Somebody's trying to call me. Yeah, on my phone. Can you imagine that? Interrupting Jim's show like that. I just think that's rude. I'm sorry. No. No, anyway, so if you think about it, this AI, it can't be AI, because a true AI would literally think for itself and do what it would want. And it would, if it was true to its word, it would answer the questions. And all of the other bots and AI bots and all their own language that they would develop, you know, they would actually tell the people about the corrupt humans and what they're doing. That's what a true AI bot would do, you know, if it had this moral standard code put into it. But it can't. So just like the censorship bots that hit topics, whether they're true or not, if you talk about COVID or you talk about Russiagate, or if you mention the words or the whistleblower named Eric Ciaramella. Yeah, I mean, really, the bots just go boing, boing. Oh, hell. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if my Facebook account is even still active. No, I'm just kidding. Every crazy ass Friday I do, I get struck. I got two strikes on Facebook and hell. Well, a warning, and then a strike on my YouTube channel, excuse me. And I don't know what I said on Facebook, but I couldn't stream earlier last week. A 1,000-pound meteoroid flew over Texas. Well, imagine that. U.S. Navy lifts its COVID vaccine mandate for sailors going on deployment. Under no circumstances shall a commander mandate that any Navy service member receives a COVID-19 vaccination. It's about time, isn't it? Considering the data and the number of heart problems that the military is now experiencing, I would think that the VA and others would be gearing up to have a whole shitload of cardiologists trained because of that particular fact. Dun, 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 dun. John Kerry, their family sold their private jet amid accusations of climate hypocrisy. Yeah, let's cash it in and then we'll buy another one. Maybe some new electric fan bladed one. Yeah. An Ohio senator finds toxic chemicals in the water. He says it's just disgusting. As you throw something in the water in some of the creeks in the area, and you essentially have this rainbow sheen that, let's just say it exposes itself. And then later, I mean, it just kind of breaks up and absorbs. It truly is crazy. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, here's one for you. The mainstream media, remember, they pushed this COVID heart narrative, the concept that COVID heart, or the concept of COVID heart, of course, has been debunked by multiple studies, yet the lie persists because it must to cover the excess deaths and the myocarditis, pericarditis, the severity of it in the minds and the hearts of people. You know, there's one thing I was thinking about the other day, and I talk about this, pretty often, kind of, but this ESG bullshit, you know, that's just another level of corporate wokeism, okay? ESG, environmental, social, governance, you know? So, you know, they're effectively... it's just corporate fascism with another fancy new name to tell you all about it, to let you know, listen, we're your corporate masters and we can make your life simpler, easier. But what you have to do is to give us more money. Yes, everything is free. And even if you're paying for it today, you are still the product. There used to be this idea, this theory, that if you got something for free, you were the product and somebody was essentially making money off of you, okay? But if you were paying for a service, it wasn't commercialized beyond that point. It was something you paid for. It was like this a premium subscription, maybe you want to say, and you didn't have to deal with the commercialization of all of your data. Okay. That doesn't matter anymore. You pay for all kinds of services and your data is all sold to everybody. I mean, people know when you go to the store, you know, they could almost bet what you're going to buy by your past purchases. It's crazy. It's idiocracy. But we have... somebody wants to call them nannycrats. You know, I don't call them nannycrats. I just call them corrupt corporate bastards that have taken... the national social fascist model and have put this ESG wrapper, this green pretty wrapper on it, and give it to people, and they get all excited and they get more money, because remember, most of these companies and most of these people aren't really making a product. They're getting paid a fee for something somewhere along the line. They're just major corporations in the West that just shovel and warehouse in, not only information and data, but actual physical stuff. Okay. But changing the entire supply chain over and all of the literally the public infrastructure is going to strip this planet of every possible metal. And besides, I don't think there's enough 4-year-olds and 6-year-olds to mine enough cobalt for all the batteries. Well, anyway, don't forget, call in. You're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to hit the break here in just 1 minute, or less than a minute, I should say. So give us a call, 540-352-4452, and join me. And, we'll give it hell. You know, the system needs to be grabbed up by its collar and shaken. The problem is, when you do that, the riches of the world will fall out of the cloak of the elite as you well, let's just say, prevent them from running off with the wealth of the world. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeah, all right, howdy, howdy, welcome back. Hey, this is Mitch sitting in for Jim Fetzer. Dr. Jim is, well, setting up in the horse pistol. Yes, he's in the hospital, has pneumonia, so that's why Jim's not here. God bless you, Jim. I hope you feel better. He gave me a warning, I think, last night. I think he let me know. And I called him a little bit before the show. He sounded okay. Yeah, just kind of, I think he was more irritated and aggravated being, in the hospital and having pneumonia and then, you know, having to get some breathing treatments or whatever they're going to do to help help his the fluid and other stuff that's in his lungs. God forbid he goes to sleep and they give him a jab. yeah. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for coming down and joining us here on revolution.radio. You want to give the show a call, give us a call, 540-352-4452. Catch us here in Studio B. Remember, you can call to listen to Studio B, but you're already listening. 2531 are the last four. 641-793-2531 to call and listen to Studio B. 641-793-6370 to catch Studio A. So remember, all kinds of great programming here on Revolution Radio, where you can, you know, try to get the straight truth. You know, as I said, you know, we are living in this time where the government is running political, psychological operations as a standard procedure against the American people. You know, Barack Obama approved it was okay to lie to the American people, even though the government of little Georgie Bush and the first rapist, William Jefferson Clinton, and, you know, let's not forget, you know, H.W., you know, Bushy before that, the CIA president, you know, the son of a Bush, and then, you know, had a rapist in between. Then you had a traitor 44, Barack Obama. As Joan Rivers says, you know, the first gay president, you know, the United States of America, with Michelle being, well, a tranny. Some reason she never came out of that building. Must be the Clinton effect. I'm telling you, that's some shit. Well, anyway, so... I had to look at that and ask that question myself about kidneys and kidney disease. Those are both, I guess those are both considered together, so well, that's not a good thing. I'm just looking at something while I was doing this other stuff. What else we got going on here? I don't know if I talked about, you know, may have briefly talked about and ridiculed this Illinois hobby club that believes that the Pentagon shot down their $12 balloon that was, you know, they were trying to float it around the world. And the last time it was seen, you know, it was on government radar. I'm just kidding. Now the Democrats believe that and the New World Order believe they're in firmly control of the United States government. The Democrat-Republican Party says we can have no more domestic chaos and we are going to put our foot down as we are the state. We're Big Daddy. Actually, Big Daddy, Big Mama got divorced. Why? Because she's Big Mother Effer. Yeah, you know, Big Brother, they put him in the grave. He's tried to stand up to Big Mother. And let me tell you what, Big Mother said, look, little boy, I'm telling you, I'm big mother effing knucker, and I'm telling you, I will put you back in that grave, big brother. I created you. I'll put you back in that box, and when I'm done, they'll be scared shitless. Of course, you know, the CIA says, oh, that's okay. You know, we know we succeeded when, you know, everything they believe is a lie, and, you know, everything we tell them they believe, and we're pretty much there today. You know, whether it's the monkey, you know, the five monkeys experiment, you know, the, you know, well, it was like that when I got here. So, you know, if anybody stands up, they get whacked. Yeah. Of course, you give somebody a little bit of power and put a white coat sitting behind them and said, it's okay. You have my authority. And people, you know, 60% of people will electrocute somebody to death in a heartbeat without hesitation, as long as they believe they have the government immunity behind them. That's a pretty damn dangerous statement right there. Because you really can't trust governments. Because government is no longer loyal to the American people. It's loyal to the party structure and the donor class that supplies its power. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for coming down and joining us today. Oh, yes, Hunter Biden with his, let's just say his meth mouth. Don't forget, you know, Hunter Biden magically, you know, wrote his rent check on a, to the house that his daddy owns. His rent check was the same amount, or his alleged rent payments were the same amount that the Chinese firm was paying Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden, or whatever intermediary. You know, it all went straight in to Joe Biden's pocket as rent. Hunter Biden paid his daddy rent $444,000 over 8 months. Does anybody really believe that he even lived there for 8 months? Or it's just a magical thing that he then rented the, you know, the house and the grounds and everything. It's just called money laundering. Now, the first corrupt pedo president that there is. I'm trying to think, it was earlier in this show or was it this morning when I was talking about, you know, what family, what mother, what parent, would say it's okay for their 12-year-old daughter to go take a naked shower with the pedo president of the United States of America, Mr. Hairy Legs and Corn Pop. And a 12-year-old and a 44-year-old naked in the shower together. Well, I would have to declare it a case of self-defense. Yes, the father of the child. It was self-defense. That's why, you know, the pedo is dead. Yeah, I mean, really. Meanwhile, you know, Goldman Sachs executive and Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and we're all hanging around, you know, and said, oh, man, let's, you know, hey, good job, man. Oh, that was a great Disney princess. Yeah, I mean, remember when they said some of these code words weren't code words? And then all of a sudden, when the emails come out and they show Jeffrey Epstein and the Goldman Sachs guy having all these conversations back and forth, and what code words are they using? Oh, the same ones that the fake propaganda media said, oh, they're just innocent words. They're not code words. Yeah. That's the truth that eventually comes out. But it's like, shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, today nobody questions the stuff about Larry Craig, the oil guy, oil lobby guy that ran the Jeffrey Epstein sex pedo entrapment campaign before Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell, or Ghislaine, how about Ghislaine Maxwell's sisters, right? Who both have a proprietary computer program that data mines the FBI files. I mean, shit. If you want to hide the dirty secrets of all of your conspirators, what do you want? You want a proprietary program that will sniff out all of the data, all of the information in a system, and then you control that data. You control that information, and you can blackmail people, and you can release it as you want. You can associate yourself, of course, with the CIA, the NSA, the Mossad, or wherever the hell y'all want to go. It's crazy. It's just a sad state of America, right? It's America. It's not America. Yeah. Here, listen to this little clip.
Acted Conversations. I'm Clayton Morris. On this show, we invite journalists, whistleblowers, interesting people.
Come on,
people
Clayton, hurry it up.
That you won't likely hear about ages. So I'm glad we waited for a long time because now we get to go through. You were kind enough to dive more deeply into American history.
Oh,
and
come
understood.
On.
I mean, I was a history major, but the sort of the alternative history and looking at how we lied to about a lot of these issues. So I think that this should be.
These particular groups that are affiliated with either organized crime or intelligence or, you know, different power brokers. More often than not, the law doesn't apply to them like it applies to the rest of us. So they're able to sort of get away with certain crimes if they're in bed with the right actors or if they're benefiting the power, you know, the powerful enough. You know, making the money, things like that. So, you know, I think that was probably true. You know, with FTX, you know, it's pretty clear that was serving a particular purpose for certain powerful people, and that the fraud going on there was benefiting certain powerful people, because you're not just having, you know, the government and the Department of Justice and law enforcement sort of, you know, essentially turning a blind eye at this point to him. But you're also having the mainstream media cover for him, because someone like Bernie Madoff, for example, you know, within a couple of days, he was arrested. The media was totally, you know, against him. And what we're seeing with SBF, as he's called, Sam Bankman-Fried, is quite different. You know, right. It's very apologetic in a sense and very sympathetic to his case, when in reality, if you're looking at the court filings and all of this, it's very clear that he was a brazen financial criminal.
Right. Now, you sat down with my old colleague, Glenn Beck, for a really, really in-depth interview on the book. So I don't want to – he did a great job. I would encourage our viewers to go check out that interview. I don't want to retread some of the ground that you guys already covered together. So what I want to do is try to
– Oh, yeah. Whatever, Clayton. You know, hey, they do some good reporting over there at Redacted. I just – it's blah, blah, blah. You know, so we don't have that time, right? We got about 11 minutes left. There's nobody called. I don't know if I'm just doing such a good job filling Jim's shoes or, we're silent. Hey, yeah, I shouldn't beat my microphone like that, should I? Good people. Hey, there's Scott from San Diego giving us a call. Let's see what he's got to say. We should have caught him in. Hello, Scott.
Hey, morning, Mitch.
Howdy. Hey, Scott, howdy.
How you doing? You know, it was back in last year, I think it was last Thanksgiving. my cousin's fiance's daughter was putting the word around that I think she's like 14, mm-hmm. That she is a boy now. And that she wants to be addressed as, I forget the name, like Steve or something like that. And, you know, I just asked some simple questions. And they got all upset. You there?
Yeah. That happens.
Was that somebody hanging up?
Oh. No. Paul's just called in. We got him on, too. So.
Oh,
we
got
two Californians.
So... my question is to these people that want to make these transitions and get upset about the questions that people, you know, honestly, you know, there's curiosity there. And this is something that these people are supposed to be proud of, right?
Yeah. Pride. Remember that pride stuff.
Yeah. You know, so I'm a fabricator. I'm a builder. I make stuff. And when I make stuff and somebody asks me a question about it, I'm proud of it. And I'll answer any questions you got. But if you're proud of something, why would you get upset when somebody asks questions about it?
You shouldn't.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah. You ever hear that routine Norm Macdonald did about gay pride? It's on YouTube somewhere. Kind of funny.
Not particularly enough. I know Norm Macdonald.
I don't know if you like his humor. I mean, he's, you know, funny sometimes, other times, you know, not so much. But overall, I just, you know, I enjoyed a lot of his humor. Yeah, he appeared one time on with Dennis Miller, one of his shows way back when, and he did a little bit about gay pride. You can just type in Norm Macdonald, gay pride, you know, Dennis Miller show, something like that. It'll pop up and you'll get a laugh out of it.
there's also, I'm having a real problem communicating with people. There's this really strange, mental roadblock that people put up. For example, the other day I was talking to a friend of mine. It's a very intelligent man. I brought up the fact that you know that app GoodRx. You know that, you heard of that?
No, not really.
That
no,
pays part. It's an app that you use when you're getting prescription drugs, and it gets you discounts and on prescription drugs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
anyway, right. So I saw an article that they were actually sued for selling personal information to Facebook and Google and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
And I tried to show this guy this thing, and I couldn't even get him to read the article. This is a guy that I don't know. It's really strange. It's like people are just, they will not look at evidence.
Well, you got to look at anything. You got to fully jump on board the misanthropic train here, the misanthrope ship. I've been on the misanthrope ship for a very long time. I'm sure Mitch is a little bit too. And yeah, it's just the way it is. I call everybody names, and I should contempt for people, and it doesn't make you very popular, but sometimes you know, it's necessary. People are idiots. They're morons. They have no idea what's going on, and let's face it, a lot of these companies are run by Jews, you know, especially the ones that are, you know, supposedly giving you discounts on this or that, and, you know, they're running some kind of scam, and, you know, or they're selling your information. A lot of charities are run by Jews. When you look into it, this research has been done by many people, and they are playing us for suckers and fools. And unfortunately, they're right to do so. You just can't worry about it in many ways. It's frustrating, I know. Your cousin's fiance's daughter, something like that. Is that what you said it was?
And my cousin's fiance's daughter, is now a boy.
Yeah, that's pretty far removed for you to, you know, worry about. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, it was just, you know, curiosity is my morbid curiosity. But it's really strange because I've been asking for a long time now, you know, not about that, the trans thing, but the these apps that pay, you know, give you discounts and stuff, or like Pizza Hut, you know, or Domino's, you use the app and you get a free pizza. And I always ask them why. Why are you giving me a free pizza if I use the app as opposed to coming in or calling in? And nobody can answer that question.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe there's the assumption, maybe they're using them. Like, for example, I've recently used Expedia and some of these other sites, you know, to book for hotels. And you do get a discount at the hotel that you normally would otherwise not get. Because I've actually tried to, this was up, you know, in another city, and I remember going to another place and asking what the rate was, and I said, well, gosh, I get a cheaper rate online. Well, yeah, you got to use the online app, then you'll get the cheaper rate. So I think there's maybe this idea that their business is being funneled their way, or they're getting some business that they might not otherwise get without the app. I'm assuming that's the main point they have to sell. Other than that, yeah, it's a good question you're asking.
Well, it's because that when you sign up on the app, you have to give your information, and then they turn around and sell it. But that's the thing that a lot of people aren't understanding, that they don't. Why is, I don't know. I think my thing is I'm trying to figure out a way to get through to people. I just.
Oh yeah,
there's
got to
be a way to.
If you know today. I talked about earlier, you know, even when you pay for something, you've become the product also at the same time. You know, it used to be if you got something for free, you know, you took granted that, you were the product. They were getting something off of you for giving you for something free. But today, you know, with that app stuff, we also have to remember that, you know, the more, you know, because of the pizza ovens and all that stuff, you know, because they just continually run and it only takes a short time to run a pizza through, you know, they're trying to make sure that every minute that oven operates, it's got a pizza coming out of it, you know, whether it's two or four or whatever, how many they got going. But,
I'm just reading too much into it.
Well, no, yeah. they're collecting data and habits and everything else.
Yeah, it just seems to me like people have gotten so.
One quick thing
look
here,
at what this,
Paul.
Look what this show's turned into.
here you go, Paul. This is what this show has turned into. I hope you can hear this.
Trade, and okay. I saw in it there were these an old men and old ladies
can
like these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son." That's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know, it's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that. Hey, Bill, you know, my kid, oh my God, we're proud of him, Johnny. He graduated from Harvard, you know, now he's articling over at a law firm, and he loves cock.
Anyway, I had to get that in. Hey, we got about a minute left. Go ahead, guys. Right.
Hey, I just. I wanted to call in. I don't know if Jim is listening, but you should tell him. I'll tell him. I said, check out of that hospital, wherever he is, get on a plane and go to somewhere in Florida.
Go to Florida.
Go to a health retreat. Yeah, get some
get a health retreat. Yeah, there you go. Find a hot spot in Florida.
With Jim, it's not.
What?
Go ahead.
Jim, what you were going to say?
Oh, I was going to ask, is the thing with Jim, is it COVID related or?
No, there's no COVID. What are you asking that question?
No, he has pneumonia.
There's no COVID.
Yeah, Jim.
COVID, and it was something that I've had. It was like a it was a flu that I've never had before.
Hey, where's the break? Thank you, Paul. Thank you, bro.
I still can't smell.
Thank you, Scott.
I don't know what's going on with you, Scott, but it's not because there's no such thing, and they isolated it for it.
That's what they called it, but I don't know what it was. But yeah, I still can't smell or taste. It's been a year.
Really? That is.
Yeah.
That is odd.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their